This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Clouds could foul up the view of the total eclipse of the sun today. Millions are hoping to see the eclipse. You'll be able to see it along a narrow corridor stretching from Mexico to the U.S. to Canada if the clouds don't interfere.
Many people are scrambling to reach the best eclipse viewing spots in time for Monday's celestial show and hoping for good weather. They came by planes, cars, and RVs to destinations along the 115-mile corridor of totality. Waxahachie, Texas, near Dallas, is flooded with visitors, says diner owner Nazir Musa.
My understanding is there's going to be over 100,000 that are going to be right in town here looking at this eclipse.
But when people made their reservations, they couldn't know. Clouds are now in the forecast from Mexico to Dallas all the way to Lake Erie. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today we expect to hear from former President Donald Trump on the sensitive issue of abortion.
On his social media site, former President Donald Trump says he plans to issue a statement on abortion, and he's expected to announce his position on when in pregnancy abortions should be banned. In an interview on WABC Radio last month, Trump suggested he was leaning towards supporting a ban at around 15 weeks of pregnancy. President Biden's campaign, meanwhile, has been spotlighting the issue. Jennifer King, Washington.
Today, President Biden will announce details of a new plan to ease student loan debt for millions. He'll talk about it today in Wisconsin. To the Vatican now. The Vatican is declaring sex change operations and surrogacy grave threats to human dignity. Ukraine is denying Russian accusations that it fired exploding drones at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, which Russian forces have been occupying. South Carolina has won their NCAA basketball championship, beating Iowa 87-75. This is AP News. We've got the entertainment update for you now.
Actor Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher are splitting up. They say they filed for divorce last year after more than 20 years together and 13 years of marriage. They have two daughters and a son. Let's get it on till the early morning. Sean Paul will start what he's calling his greatest tour, May 2nd in Orlando, Florida. It's been 21 years since his song Get Busy was a hit, and Paul says he's married with kids now.
It's changed for me now, because when I say get busy, it's like I'm telling the kids to do their homework or or clean stuff up.
Saturday was ABBA Day around the world, with flash mobs, disco parties, and tribute acts marking the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo. The band members say it's slightly dizzying and deeply humbling that their music still resonates. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Say it.